Shin Tezvav Sin Gimel Mitzvah Amidim Vayisa Also Aniach Avraham Klilu Aniach Aleihem Hakrashim. A bed which is made to put together, you are not allowed to set up the legs and then set up the boards on top, because that's also a type of oil. Even though it's not primarily made to be an oil, but since sometimes people use the area underneath the bed, it looks like an oil, and therefore you have to change the order you're setting it up. You have to start from the top to the bottom, not from the bottom up. You should hold up the piece of wood that's going to be the oil part of the bed. Then slip the legs underneath it. If you're doing it out of order, then it's permitted. Opinions that this whole issue of putting the legs and then the oil on top is only, well, it's not legs, it's actually a box on the bottom which form walls of this oil, and then afterwards you put the covering on top and then mamash looks like a full oil, but it's just legs supporting top that is permitted. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Taz, says that that which it says in the Shulchan Aruch that this issue is only when the legs are like actual boards, and if they form walls, it doesn't have to have four of those type of legs. It's enough to have two. If there's two sides of support that are full, that form a wall, that's enough of a reason to answer it. But in the case of the table, which generally the area on the table is not used at all, it would be also only if you have boards on all four of the sides. Mishnah Berurah also says that this issur is only when you're bringing the legs and setting them up, the walls are setting them up and putting the covering on top. But if the legs were there from before and the only thing you're doing is putting on the top, it's permitted. Because even though if someone is setting up shade from the sun and the elements, then it's also just to put the top on. But here, your primary intention is to make a bed. It's not to make an oil. So here, that's only also if you actually put together the supports and also the top on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah also adds that we learned before that to set up a table or a bed or anything, there's another problem, that if the joints fit tightly into one another, it's a problem of binyan. So it's only mutter if the joints, you know, the places where it connects it to one another are loose.